the Dating While Adulting podcast, the greatest podcast ever made, if we may say so ourselves. Go to datingwhileadulting.com for access to everything related to the podcast. That's our Twitter, our YouTube, blog, information about the hosts, etc. So with all that being said, let's get to the conversation. Hey, everybody. Thanks for coming back. Let me just jump right into what I want to talk about today. Make this a quick one, make it simple, and hopefully you all enjoy it. If not, let me know. Either way. But with that said, today I want to talk about power. And I always have debates with women about like which gender has more power, which I think is ridiculous. And it's always strange to me that this is even a debate. It's like the only reason that men have any power is because women give it to us. And I understand the argument that women will make that men have oppressed and continue to oppress women throughout the years across the world. People can easily point to the fact that, you know, Fortune 500 companies, world leaders dominated by men, and even in some countries overseas, women have no rights. In some countries that shall remain nameless, women can't even drive. I read something about in one country in particular, and I think I talked about this on an episode like way back in the day in this one country. I think it's Saudi Arabia, actually. You can, if a woman is raped, she can't just go to the police. She has to have it co-signed by some man, almost like you have to get like a man to, you have to prove to a man that you've been raped before you can even go to the police to even speak about it. So things like that, which are really terrible. So I know that women in arguing about power, they can point to things like that. But excuse me. But even when looking at things like that, I'll contend that that's because women haven't really harnessed their power. And many women have individually harnessed that power, but the majority I don't feel really have. And thus the inability for women to organize and thus take over and run the world, because if women did organize and with the power that they have, yeah, they really could run this thing and change all of this. And while many would say it's for the better, some might say it's for the worse, depending on what side you line up on. It would be interesting. Would the world be better if women ran it? Who knows? Is the world okay with men running it? Yeah, I guess it all depends on where you stand in the world. I'm sure. Anyway, I strongly feel that I'm right. And I continue to see evidence of the fact that I'm right on almost a daily basis. Like, men will sell their souls for women. Like, it goes back to even Adam, and it continues to this day. Now, some women haters or whatever will look at Adam and Eve and say, well, see, that shows that women manipulate men and all of this stuff. But, you know, you can blame Eve, but, you know, Adam took the bite of the apple. And that is if you even believe in that. You know, I know different people have different religious beliefs. I grew up on the Bible. And so the Adam and Eve story really speaks to me because, you know, that's what I grew up learning. Now, with all of that said, a lot of people point to Eve, like I was saying, and say that, well, you know, look at her. She like led this man down the road. I look at it a little bit differently. Now, obviously, this isn't to like give Eve a pass in all of this, but Adam had God's ear. So God said, don't do this. A woman comes along and makes you defy God. So when looking at it, who's more responsible? The person that God specifically told not to do something, or a woman that comes along and convinces you to do otherwise? To me, that puts more of the onus on Adam, but it speaks to the power that women have. And not to say that women are Eve or anything like that. Some are, but some are Adams. I guess Adam would have been the original simp, I guess, if you like, on that vibe. But with that said, it's not to speak about what's good and what's bad, who's more at fault or anything like that, but it speaks to the power that women have and have always had when they chose to use it. And that is for good or for bad, because it's just what it is. If you have power, and as you see with powerful nations, powerful leaders, ultra rich people, they're not always the best people. They don't always use their power for good, but they can, and a lot do. So that's all I have. That's the point I was making. Hopefully it wasn't too convoluted. But women have always shown the ability to control men, because men's identity is tied up in how women view them, or I should say us, since I am a man, technically. I've said for the longest time that if there were no women on this earth, men wouldn't take showers, men wouldn't get haircuts, men wouldn't buy fancy cars. That's especially true. Fancy clothes, chains, etc. All of this stuff that us guys do is consciously or subconsciously, because some don't want to admit that they're doing things for women. So whether it's conscious or subconscious, they're doing it to impress a woman or women in general. It's just the way that things have always been. It hadn't changed, regardless of what men say. If there were no women on this earth, guys would just be walking around smelly. it would be an ugly scene. Yeah. And men, some men might try to dispute it, but really they can't. Most men will agree with that. I hadn't encountered too many men. I didn't encounter any men that disagree with that, as a matter of fact, now that I'm thinking about it. And while I'm talking about heterosexual men, obviously, but even with the homosexual men, while they're attracted to men, obviously, they still do things to impress women, even if they're not attracted to them. So it's fascinating. Even the control that you have over homosexual men is just speaks to like the power that you all have. Now, what made me want to talk about this today? Well, it's because of Susanna Gibson, Brianna Kopich, and Bad Body. I'm guessing that most of you aren't familiar with these powerful women, but they are powerful women. Maybe you might be unfamiliar with Bad Body. She's the woman that was on Dr. Phil talking about Cash Me Outside. And the reason I know that, and I knew her from back in the day, is because I used to watch Dr. Phil religiously. I used to actually record it and then come home from work and watch it because I was that into it. And I remember when she was on that episode, she was so funny. And so some of you might know her. And if you didn't know her back then, you probably know her from me mentioning that. Or you might just be like, I'm grown. I have a life. I don't know who that chick is, which I understand as well. So, but all three of these women are powerful. And for those of you that don't know, I already introduced Bad Body. But let me introduce you to the other two. Let me start with Brianna. Okay. And I guess I started with Bad Body, but let me go to Brianna. Anyway, you know what I'm saying. Brianna is, or I guess I should say, was a school teacher in Missouri. Brianna was working her job teaching, I think it was elementary school. And then I think she went to middle school, I think. But either way, she was a great school teacher. And she was making about $45,000 a year. And for people that are outside the country, and it's weird for me to even say that there are people outside the country, but there are people outside of this country that actually listen to this podcast, which is odd. But for people outside of the country, $45,000 a year isn't a lot by American standards. So she was making $45,000 a year. Then one day she decided to exert her power, to harness it and use it. So, okay, that's her. Susanna Gibson. She had aspirations of being in the Virginia State House of Representatives. That was her, like I said, that's what she aspired to do. But she realized that that wasn't where the real power was. So being in state government, or federal government for that matter, wasn't where the real power was. And so she exerted and used her real power. And then, of course, I mentioned Bad Body, who's 20 years old. And unlike the other two, I think Bad Body always knew how powerful she was. And she always, while she might have not known the direct path to finding and using her power, she was always aware of it, I believe, at least from following her career. And no, I don't follow her career like that, but I'm fascinated by her just because of what I'm going to talk about in a few minutes. Now I mentioned these three women who couldn't be more different in a variety of ways. And I mentioned them because they've embraced and used their power. Brianna, former school teacher, $45,000 a year. She's now a millionaire and she doesn't teach anymore. Susanna, running for state house in Virginia. She don't really know how much money she has because it hadn't been published. But even though she lost her race, she'll be fine. And then Bad Body, who realized her power earliest on, she's definitely okay. Okay, here we go. Brianna, our teacher friend, started an OnlyFans page. And that has made her a millionaire. Bad Body also started one a couple years ago in 2021. And to date, she has made upwards of $38 million. And while people might say that those numbers are inflated, in the article that I read, she posted her OnlyFans receipts showing how much money she generated from that. So we'll say $38 million. And Susanna, who didn't do an OnlyFans page, she made income by, she's a nurse practitioner, but she also obviously wasn't making enough doing that. So her and her husband decided to make more money by live streaming sex acts on not OnlyFans, but another site called Chatterbait. So go figure that one. Now, the power isn't in taking your clothes off or having sex on camera for money. I don't want to make it seem like that. It's like, oh, shoot, you're just telling us to be prostitutes. That's our power. Nah, that's not it. The power is in knowing and understanding what you can get men to do for you. And while these three women wanted men to give them money, these examples show that you can get men to do anything. And that's with very little effort. And when I say very little effort, we're talking about Susanna, who has sex with her husband anyway, because that's her husband and they have sex. I think most people have, well, I don't say most people, but a lot of people have made private videos with their spouse or with their significant other and things like that. So they just took it a step further and live streamed it to make money. And that's their right. No judgment there. This is the no judgment zone, all of that good stuff. Brianna, when I talk about little effort, she just took pictures of herself and put them on an account and said, men, pay me for this. And men did it. How much effort does that take? And I'm not meaning to be negative. That's really not my intent. But if you Google these three women, you'll see that none of them would be confused with the beauty pageant winner. And that's not to say that they're not attractive. That's not what I'm saying. You know, people that listen to this long enough know I don't believe in words like ugly, because I think God made everyone and God doesn't make ugly. And so I think everybody is attractive in their way, maybe not fitting society's version of what attractive is, but still attractive. So it's not me saying that they're not attractive. They're all attractive in their way, but to go from nothing to millionaires isn't something that I would have expected after having seen pictures of these three women. I mean, they wouldn't be confused with, like I said, beauty pageant queens or something like that, models. I wouldn't say that they're in the best You wouldn't look at them and they're not, you know, let me just jump off that. I think you all get what I'm saying without me going any deeper into that. There's no need for it, but you get the point. Now, I've done my research on this topic and found that there is something referred to as the OnlyFans economy. And there are tons of stories about just regular women trying to make ends meet that have turned to OnlyFans just on a whim, only to find out that it's pretty lucrative. It can change your life. And it's not just about people being naked and having sex on camera and any of that stuff. It's people showing pictures of their feet or other regular body parts. Many of them, they have their faces covered in their pictures and stuff like that. So people don't even know who they are. Brianna Coppedge, the school teacher that I referred to, she said she didn't show her face on her page. Basically, people found out that it was her because she believes that one of the parents had a subscription, realized it was her based on other things, put two and two together, and exposed her. But a lot of women don't show their faces and things like that. And while there are some men on the platform that are doing well as well, the top earners by far on that site are women. And most of the patrons of that site are men. So women that aren't supermodels can convince men to give them literally millions of dollars collectively. Just think of what else women could get men to give them, you know, especially if women organize. How about things like respect, you know? Men are so simple, despite how women want to disagree with that and debate that and try to overcomplicate us. If women organize, more of you could run countries, more of you could be in happy relationships by playing on that simplicity, that simple-mindedness of us men. And let me drill down that a little bit more deeply for a sec. Just think if women refuse to get involved with men that were already in relationships or situationships or already dating someone. Just imagine, talking about that organization, that would compel guys to get their stuff together. If women collectively held guys more accountable instead of doing that whole Cardi B thing and saying, well, shoot, what do you expect me to do? Who else am I going to be with? When she was talking about her husband cheating back in the day. Just think, if that mindset wasn't the case and she used her power, she used her power, her power got her the husband, but still, it's like she gave away the power in what she thought, I'm thinking, was to keep him, but you see, that went left. But what I'm saying is, if she really was aware of her power all the way through, she'd use that power to get a dude that wouldn't cheat. And dudes wouldn't cheat if women collectively wouldn't mess with dudes that were in relationships. Now, with that said, I don't really know how fair it is to bring up Cardi B in this situation now in 2023, because that was back in the day. They're together now, still together. They say that they're happy. Who knows if they really are, but still, it is what it is. It is what it is. But that is what she said. And it was kind of sad to hear her say that, as if I don't have the power to get anyone else that I would like or that would treat me well. Yeah, it's sad. Anyway. Yeah. All of that stuff that you all want to do, all of that stuff that you all want us men to do for you, that we push back on, like paying for everything, drive everywhere that we go, do everything, be the handyman, those things that women describe as providing and being a man, things that I don't necessarily agree with in every case. If you all organize and use that power, you could compel your men to do all of those things, whether they like it or not. A man will break their back for a woman because she's a woman and because men are simple-minded. And men that won't do that, now, obviously it won't work with every man, but kind of like in the same way that a lot of men think that women are like buses, there's one coming around every 15 minutes. If women thought more that way by using that power that they have and compelling men, simple-minded men, you know, shoot, men would get their act together and do exactly what you wanted them to do. And if one wouldn't, there'd be three or four lined up that would. So if these three women can get men to collectively give them millions of dollars, again, you could literally run the world. You could have the world. And it's all women. You don't have to look a certain way or be a certain way. Whatever you are, big, thin, tall, short, little person, big person, whatever it is, there's a tribe of men for you out there. It's just about you, like, doing what you have to do and cultivating that tribe. It really isn't as hard as some of you have convinced yourself that it is, because men aren't that deep. And don't get me wrong. This isn't saying that all women should start taking their clothes off for money. That's not the point that I'm trying to make. It's like, yeah, just go strip down and, you know, you can get men to pay your money. Nah, it's not even about that. Those are just examples. What I'm saying is that those women should open up the possibilities. Excuse me. What I'm saying is that those women opened up the possibilities of how they could take advantage of simple-minded natured men. And considering how simple we are, that makes us easily manipulatable. Now, with that said, while you're exploring the possibilities, my hope is that the possibilities don't include misleading or harming any of these men, any of us simple-minded men. Please don't hurt me. I have feelings too. You know, and let me just be clear, going back to that, this isn't about taking your clothes off. Those women chose to take their clothes off to get what they wanted. But if men are that simple, there's so many other ways and things that you can do to take advantage of the simple-minded nature of men. That's what I was trying to say. It doesn't have to be taking your clothes off. Men are simple. You just have to explore the ways, be open-minded and as to what you need to do personally for you to get men to give you money or do what you want them to do, not just give you money, but treat you right. Do those protecting and providing things that you require, things like that. It's not as hard as you make it out to be. Because the guys that are paying Susanna, Brianna, and Bad Body, it's funny that I call her Bad Body and keep calling her that. I don't know what her real name is. And this goes back to not manipulating, not hurting men, and not misleading men. Those three women that I mentioned, they were all above board, honest about what they were doing to the men that were paying to see them, honest about what the men would receive by paying to see them. I don't know that Bad Body is naked. I'm not thinking that she is, but I don't know that for a fact. But there are women that aren't naked on the site, and they're upfront about what they are, and men still will pay. And guys, and to show that you don't have to mislead or manipulate, well, yeah, mislead or harm, you have to manipulate them because it's part of the process. But manipulation isn't always bad. But the point is that you can be upfront and still get what you want from the guys in the ways that these three women have, regardless of what it is you want from guys. You just have to find your tribe. And the guys that signed up and pay these women millions of dollars, they've agreed to it. They like being manipulated, and they're fine with it. So you should still be kind. Unless the guys don't want you to be kind, and there's a tribe for that too. There are men that pay to be mistreated. This is interesting. But so find your tribe, make sure it's all above board. And in closing, for those women that think, and I'm sure there are a lot of you all that are listening to this, they're saying, why do I even have to do this? Why can't men just act right? Fair questions. But the answer is simple. It's because we haven't been incentivized to act right. Nobody just does things just because. There has to be incentive to do things. And one of the things that you men have to be incentivized to do is to treat women the way that you want to be treated, however that way is. Like, what's a guy's incentive to treat you that way? Now, from listening to this, I hope you know that there is incentive that you can give. It's just you're being creative and finding the way to do that. And again, this isn't about getting guys to give you millions of dollars. This can be that, but it also can be as simple as just finding a guy that treats you the way that you want to be treated. It's possible. It's possible. Trust me. Men are simple. I don't want to call us stupid because that's not fair, but we are simple. And the things that men will do for women, it is what it is. A lot of women just don't know. And I understand that women will say, well, yeah, when women get together, we talk about men too, but it's different. The way the guys talk about women are in like just the weirdest ways. You all have power over us. Trust me. Trust me. And so I'll just wrap up on that note. And let me just say this for the record too. I've never been on OnlyFans. I've never paid to see anyone on OnlyFans. So for anyone thinking that, now, if I did, that would be my business and that would be fine because, you know, it is what it is. But I've never done it. Just for the record. Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, I feel better now having that off my chest. So that's it for me today. Let me know what you think, as I'm sure you will. And hey, it's good to be back. It's nice to be back on a regular schedule again. And speaking of people that might have, but maybe didn't pay for OnlyFans, Reggie, have you ever paid to see somebody on OnlyFans? See, Reggie's not speaking again. But with that said, shout out to Reggie. I'll speak for him when I say goodbye. Have fun. Go Bucks. All that. And then some.